Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happiest Competition on Earth, Season 2. This is Alina.
I have no idea what episode we're on. What
17.
Episode are we on?
17.
I just do round and manor immunity. But yeah, round 7 immunity, opening and closing songs. With me tonight are the lovely Amby Lee.
You said opening and closing songs.
I
didn't know there were such things as clothing songs. Is that like songs about like hats and t-shirts and stuff?
My strongest suits count.
Hey, everybody's going to be singing My Strongest Suit tonight. You guys didn't get the memo. Everyone has to sing My Strongest Suit.
I'm scarred to hear the people that submitted sing My Strongest Suit.
It's going to be an all-male review.
So yeah, opening, closing songs from anything really. So yeah, we want to start off then.
Yeah, Jeffers is here too, by the way. Hi, Jeffers.
Yeah.
The token Hawaiian of the show.
Jeffers?
Who I think has his microphone muted, so I guess it's a sign that we should move on to the first submission.
Okay. And starting off the evening would be Read to Me.
Yeah.
In Paris, the city awakes to the bells of Notre Dame. The fisherman fishes, the bakerman bakes to the bells of Notre Dame. To the big bells as loud as the thunder, to the little bells soft as a song. And some say the soul of the city is the toll of the bells. The bells of Notre Dame.
Listen, they're beautiful, no? So many colors of sound, so many changing moods. Because you know, they don't ring all by themselves.
They don't?
Hush, and Knoppen will tell you. It is a tale of a man and a monster.
Dark was the night when our tale was begun on the docks near Notre Dame.
Shut up, will you? Where is Buddy?
Hush, little one. Horse-ridden gypsies slid silently under the docks near Notre Dame.
Argue those who say passage into Paris.
But a trap had been laid for the gypsies, and they gazed up in fear and alarm at a figure whose clutches were iron as much as the bells.
George Claude Frollo!
The bells of Notre Dame.
Judge Claude Frollo longed to purge the world of vice and sin. And he saw corruption everywhere, except within. Bring these gypsy vermin to the Palace of Justice.
You there! What are you hiding?
Stolen goods, no doubt. Take them from her!
She ran!
Monster!
Stop! Cried the Archdeacon.
This is an unholy demon. I'm sending it back to hell where it belongs.
See that the innocent blood you have spilt on the steps of Notre Dame.
I am guiltless. She ran. I pursued.
Now you would add this child's blood to your guilt on the steps of Notre Dame.
My conscience is clear.
You can't.
can lie to yourself and your minions. You can claim that you haven't a qualm, but you never can run for nor hide what you've done from the eyes. The very eyes of Notre Dame. And for one time in his life of power and control, Frollo felt a twinge of fear for his immortal
what
soul.
Must I do?
Care for the child and raise it as your own.
What? I'd be settled with this. Very well. Let him live with you in your church, just so he's kept locked away where no one else can see.
Bell tower, perhaps.
Our Lord worked in mysterious ways.
Even this foul creature may yet prove one day to be of use to me.
And Frollo gave the child a cruel name, a name that means half-formed.
Quasimodo! Now here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. Who is the monster and who is the man? Sing the bells, 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 of Notre Dame.
Hey guys, this is Jeffers. So I'm in charge of mixing this episode, and usually we do a lot of trimming and stuff before we actually like release the episode, but I thought it'd be kind of funny, like in the spirit of opening and ending Immunity Night, to like leave the opening of our recordings intact. So yeah, some funny things happen, so I'll let you guys listen to that. Sorry, Zell.
Let me finish my grape.
Record.
Well, you shouldn't have said ready before you finish the grape, bitch!
I just popped it in.
You better do this critique with that grape in your mouth. The whole critique.
Hello, Omi.
Omi?
This is a good one for blooper reel, because I'm totally recording this.
What blooper reel? Okay. So y'all are both ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Read to me with Bells of Notre Dame from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yay!
I actually love this song.
I thought that you said that Hunchback was overrated.
And
it is overrated. But I still like the song. First thing I have is possible vocal rip rather than DVD rip due to the quality. And this is actually my last note. Feels undue without chorus, but again, it's probably not your fault. It's a karaoke backtrack. Next note, a trio song with extra little characters. Risky, perhaps? And luckily, this is in Immunity, so. You must have had fun doing this song, because there's, like, moments I heard you having fun and all that. 136, you had a pop. Female read, interesting.
That was one manly woman.
I know. Then I would like to say, by the time you get to he went to the sanctuary, it got a little better. So there was some highness or femininity in that. For Frollo, I would have liked you to be a little bit more evil, because this is when we're like introduced to Frollo. This is the opening song of the movie. This is our bad guy. He needs to be, like, evil, 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 and we have to hate him or want to shoot his guts or something. I don't know.
I have some notes on the Frollo. It's going to be an irritating critique with Ambi today.
Didn't Reed do Frollo season one sometime?
Yeah, he did. I don't know if it was here or somewhere else. I'm pretty sure, though, he did Hellfire somewhere.
Yeah.
Some of the voices could have been a little bit different, and panning would have been a nice, I don't know if you had, I couldn't tell if you had panning or not, but if you did, it would have been a lovely little touch to the song. Sometimes your Clopin voice wasn't consistent. Sometimes he had very small inconsistencies. And this is something that was just bugging me a lot, is that you had a lot of small empty parts in the song where there's dialogue or whatnot missing. But other than that, this was an interesting choice. Ambi?
Yeah, the parts that were like blank, that was the parts that was like the background, like the dominoes. That's what those missing parts were. Really? The Latin parts.
Exactly, yeah. Like that, Ambi. My goodness.
Isn't just like that. Just like that. I am actually pretty confident that this track was a legit track. I did not hear anything vocal rippy about it whatsoever, and it wasn't a DVD rip because there wasn't any sound effects. Because if it was, and it was a DVD rip, there would have been a longer section in there between the "Please give a sanctuary" and him going into the thing, because that would have been the time for the baby crying and the mama dying and other such things. And oh my god, my eyelashes are stuck together and my eye closed. Oh my god, sorry.
Well, no, the reason I say it's probably a vocal clip is because some of the instruments, like their quality of them, just don't sound like. I know what a DVD rip tends to usually have a much clearer sound than vocal rip sometimes, but for this one, it was iffy still.
It sounded legit to me. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting, because all of your voices were really interesting to me. But in odd ways, because I was like, okay, we've got Pepe Le Pew the gypsy, the dorky archbishop, and Captain Frollo Sparrow, because you sounded like you were Jack Sparrow. Because you kind of sounded a little drunk. It was like, where's the rum? There's a baby here. So, they didn't necessarily fit this song, but they definitely kept me entertained. And I mean, having to do so many voices... You at least did something character-wise with them, but I wasn't a big fan of Pepe Le Pew the Gypsy, for the most part, which was the main vocal, so that was a little... I think you went a little too ha-ha-ha French, and not subtle French. I don't know how you can be subtle French rather than ha-ha-ha French, but that's what you needed.
Slight nasal.
And for me, the... No, there was just kind of this, you know, this accent, but not that drastic. Kind of like, I don't know.
Brad Garrett and Chewy.
But then the music was a little bit loud at times for me. But overall, one person doing all the vocals is not a wise idea, but you at least you kept me entertained with, like, the variation. You made me smile. So good job with that, Jeffers.
Best critique of the night, Ambi.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I didn't have very much notes, because I think some people know this already, but Hunchback of Notre Dame is one of the few Disney movies I don't have on, like, VHS or DVD or any of kind, because it scared me as a kid. Like, I was scarred after seeing it in the movies.
It is a dark movie,
and
I'm sorry.
It is dark for Disney.
Back then, so then I was, like, scared of it, and yeah, Frollo's evil. So I'm not familiar with this movie very much, so I was kind of lost, actually, like, midway through the song when all the different characters started coming in, especially in the lower voices. I couldn't really tell who was who or what was going on except for that, but that's like a nitpick. And I agree with Ambi, music was loud at times, like at the very end, the last buzz of Notre Dame, you were getting drowned out by the music. But I thought it was vocally great, and it was good. It was fun. It was entertaining to listen to. And that's a good
thing. Like, if this was a main round, I would have said that this was a bad mistake to go with, but it's the last immunity round, you're having fun. Power to you.
Yeah. At the very least, it's entertaining, and that is a nice like thing to do in immunity round.
Mm-hmm. Have fun with these. That's what they're for.
And well, awesome. Not anymore, because this is the last one. So
I know, and sucks tonight. For them.
Sucks to be you. All right, who's
no,
up
sucks
next?
For them for next week. Aha.
Yeah. Who's up next?
Omi Pride 09.
Awesome.
I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam. Where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. when the wind's from the east and the sun's from the west and the sun in the glass is right. Come on down, stop on by, hop a carpet and fly to another Arabian night. Arabian nights, Arabian days, more often than not, are hotter than hot, and a lot of good ways. Arabian nights, with Arabian moons, a fool off his guard, who could fall in for hard, out there on the moon.
Recording?
Recording.
Morning.
And that was... Wait, what?
I said ready.
Oh, sorry. All right, I'll wait. Are you done with your grape now?
Yes.
Are you done giggling now?
Ironically, I just ate grape for dinner, Zell. Oh.
Grapes for dinner, you're so Hawaiian. Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, here we go. And that was Omi Prado 9 with Arabian Nights from one of my favorite movies, Aladdin. I was totally having a Can You Duet flashbacks here, because he did this with Genesis back then, and it was awesome. Omi, what did I say it like that? I don't know. It's like, okay. I'm overly tired. Sorry. Why am I doing that? Sorry. Entertaining. It was a little puffy and toppy for me at times. More toppy than puffy than usual. You really got to get yourself a mic stand, something stationary, so you're not in your hand, and yeah, such. I liked your accent that you kind of put on, though. I thought it was really interesting, your take on the Peddler Man, I guess you could say. And I loved your harmonies. Like, your harmonies were awesome. Overall, decent job, but just please get a mic stand, please. Go to eBay. They sell them on there. Like, you could, like, they're ones that, like, because I know you have a handheld, they have, like, little just clips on them that fit pretty much any microphone. Please get a mic stand, please.
They also have them at Target for all cheap.
I know Rock Band has, like, a plastic one that works well, so try that. Is it my turn? Done?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Omi, my first note was also slightly peaky, odd quality. And in my next go, can you do it? Ah, wonderful memories. Hi, cookies. Yeah, I thought it was good, too. But I thought you could have had a little bit more fun with it at times. Or, like, I don't know, because the original is just kind of, like, goofy sounding and just, like, over-the-top Arabian, and I don't know, I thought your interpretation was a bit more, like,
strict?
No, not strict, but, like, more melodic and musical, and less, like, comedic, and I don't know how to just put it, but I thought it could have had a bit more, like, playfulness to it. But, like Ambi said, I liked it, it was good.
Oh, my turn. Okay. My first note is pops, peaking / topping. And yeah, I thought your voice fit very well for the song. And like Ambi said, I also liked your accent that you had with it. You had some really nice harmony parts. And they were pretty much well mixed for this time around. And creepy Omi laugh at end. And those are my notes.
Very nice. Creepy Omi laugh. I like it.
That's the way I accept them.
All right. Anything else, you two?
Nope.
And with that, and the frogs and the silence, last up tonight for immunity round is Genesis.
How appropriate is it that Omi comes before Genesis and this was the song that they had duetted together? Now, what if Genesis ends up doing this song too?
I know, I was about to say.
That would just be...
awesome.
Is he?
I previewed songs.
I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
Let's find out.
Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam. Where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. When the wind's from the east, and the sun's from the west, and the sand in the glass is right, come on down, stop on by, hop a cutlet and fly to another Arabian night. Arabian nights, like Arabian days, more often than not, are hotter than hot in a lot of good ways. Arabian nights, deep Arabian moons, a fool off his guard could fall and fall hard out there on the dunes.
Recording.
Wait, what? I don't see one, sweetie.
Let me know when you're ready, Zoe.
I see a headband thingy. Is this yours? Oh, wait.
That was a really funny noise.
Ding!
Ding!
I'm sorry about that ding.
If the dog ate it.
Dog ate it.
Good, fine.
Please, Nana, please, thank you. Love you. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Sorry about that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
But what were you whacking? That ding was really funny.
Ding. I'm sorry about that ding.
All right, guys, ready?
Oh, yeah.
And that was Genesis, also with Arabian Night. Oh, how funny.
Right now, somewhere, Omi is messaging him like, bitch, why didn't you tell me you were singing on Brutu Wet?
Oh, the memories of Can You Do It? Ah. Hi, cookies again. Genesis. My first note was funny voice. I don't know what kind of voice you were putting on, but I thought it was very amusing to listen to. And in the beginning, I liked what you were doing with your phrasing, and it's kind of what I wanted Omi to do a little bit more of in his version of the song. I thought it was vocally nice. And yeah, like Omi, it was good. Like, I didn't have a lot written down. Although I will say that personally, I don't know about the other two. Personally, I like your duet version of Arabian Night better than both of you solo on it. So,
aww.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
If it makes y'all feel any better, I have not heard this duet version yet, so.
You should. It's good.
It is really good.
They were a really good duet pair in that show.
There are two main tenors for VH, no?
Genesis is baritone.
Oh. Oh, okay.
He yelled at me when I gave him Go the Distance last season. He's like, I'm not a tenor! I'm a baritone, and I'm dying! Yeah. Except not
like that. I did not know that. You didn't tell me that. Alright, my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So my first note is irony. Yeah. I liked what you did with your voice/accent. It worked well for the song. And like Jeffers also said, he worded it better. I liked your phrasing for like the beginning part of the song because you played a bit more with it. And this was just an actually random thing that happened as I was listening. Is I actually thought of the Aladdin TV show version of this. Did that make sense?
Is it different?
I don't know, but I just thought of the Aladdin TV show when I was listening to him sing it.
Hmm.
Probably something he did that sounds similar to the one that's on the TV show. So yeah, Ambie.
Oh yeah, my other note was. Genesis, you have like no songs left in Aladdin now.
Yeah, I think you've done them all now. Like, I think it's covered. Aladdin was covered. Now you have to move on to the sequels if you want to cover anything more.
Yeah.
Which I don't think there's any solo Aladdin songs in the sequels.
Not unless he does the villain songs.
Yeah, but no. Anyways,
My first note was actually fucking hilarious because it was like, ha 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 ha. I didn't put down irony. I put down the other thing, which I won't repeat because it was a bad word. But I personally really liked your intensity with this. Like, your singing was good, but this was some of the best acting while singing that I've heard from you in a while. Like, I was kind of impressed, and I kind of want to hear this side of you more often, because I feel like we've been lacking this, and this is what I like about you, JC, when you do stuff like this. Your Genesis, sorry. And I just would like to hear this kind of energy and intensity and character from you more often. So maybe just you have to go with some quirkier stuff. I don't know, because this was definitely quirky, but...
Or more like acting things?
More, yeah, because, I mean, you're a really good actor, and I think, like, something that provides you, gives you the leeway to really work with a character or something and really go with it and... You know, yeah, it's late. I think is like your strong suit. Ah, my strongest suit. It worked its way back in.
Yeah, and he had good dynamics and.
Yeah, everything. The dynamics were good and all that. And I thought it was good. I mean, hearing something like this makes me wish the song was longer. Hearing like Genesis perform this makes me go, ah, I wish the song was longer because I was really enjoying it.
Wasn't there a longer version in some production, like in the musical?
Nope. No? Nope.
Or am I thinking the reprise?
Music, yeah. You're thinking of, like, the second half of it. Here's a kiss and a hug. Sure, you don't need a hug. Are you sure? Yeah. You're the prize. Is it right?
Prize is right.
Hi, lovely Nate Hamby. Ha.
Can we pause this now? Because we forgot to talk about who was going to win before we started this critique.
I think we might need to.
Yeah, we can take a moment here. Yeah. All right, results.
Results.
Whoopee. 2 a.m. Yambi. So, Zelina, it was your episode, so why don't you announce the winner?
Yay. All right. And the winner for the opening and closing.
It is the closing because it's the last immunity.
But all the songs were opening, so.
I know, that was single. Well, so the winner for this immunity and last, and you're a lucky person because nobody else is going to get one after this, is JC.
Genesis.
Genesis.
Oh, screw you guys.
Well, still Genesis either way, whether you call him JC or Genesis.
Yeah. It's easier for me to say JC.
There you go. Well, congratulations, Genesis. You have won the last immunity, so you are immune tomorrow night. But that's it. No more immunities.
Yes.
From here on out. People are on their own. On their own.
And screwed for, and some of them are screwed for next week. So
I am just stepping back. I'm going to like lay down now on my bed. So you're going to hear like things in the distance. Because I'm totally laying on my bed right now. Go ahead, Jeffers.
It's not that bad or in the distance. And I bet Genesis is going to pray he had immunity next week too.
But that's not going to happen.
No. So next week, which is main round 8. Yes? 8?
Yes.
Yes?
Cool. Badges!
Woo! Alright, so main round number 8 is the usual Jeffers What the Hell week. Just like Disney Channel last week.
It's not mine.
Yeah.
Not mine!
I claim full responsibility for this one. Is Hollywood Records.
And what is that, Jeffers?
Well,
Hollywood what?
Basically, Walt Disney, the company, has their music enterprise, and they have 4 different record labels. And Hollywood Records is the one that deals with their pop, rock, and like solo artist music stuff. And as of late, they're mainly known for their teeny Disney Channel pop singers, but they have other people on there too. So I'm not going to be killed by Reed and Princess Clary and the likes of them.
But mainly teeny Bobby pop singers!
So some examples are like Selena Gomez, Jesse McCartney, Ali and AJ, Hilary Duff, Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, Vanessa Hudgens, Corbin Bleu, et cetera, et cetera. And
Youngstowns.
Yes. And there's some like non-Disney channel singers too, like Plain White Tees. So baritone, go there. Marie Digby.
Who?
Never mind. And so
I've never heard of her.
Steve Rushton. Anyway, I will be providing a list in the email. And you can sing any song by one of them, like, as long as they're a Hollywood Records artist. A song doesn't have to be released on the record label. I would prefer it, but it doesn't have to be. Oh, and Queen does not count. It's on the list, but it does not count because it was a reissue album, and that's just, like, cheap. So, yeah.
I was about to ask that.
Queen does not count. And, yeah, that is due next week on the 15th. Yes.
15th.
11:59 EST, the usual. So, yeah. I think that's it.
Can I go to sleep now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we can go to sleep.
Okay, good night.
Good night, all.
Night.
You sound so delirious, Ambie.